Where is the Metzorah has to bring an Oshem, a Korban Oshem. Now, Sheshachatu Shle L'Shemoy. The Kohen that shechted this Korban Oshem, he shechted with the wrong Kavon, Shle L'Shemoy. Like Rashi says, Kegoyin L'Shem Oyla. Instead of shechting this Korban Oshem L'Shem Asha Metzorahom, he shechted L'Shem a Korban Oyla, or L'Shem Shlomin. And the Yomamah, the Gemara in Zvachim starts off and says, that the klal is, Kol ha-Zvachim Shenitzkutu Shle L'Shemon. Anytime you have a Korban, that b'shas shchita, the Kohen had the wrong korban in mind. He shechted the korban al manas. It should be like a shlomim. Really, it was a korban oila, and you did it al manas. It should be a shlomim. The locher is kasherim. That the korban is kosher. You're allowed to continue doing the avoidus and make this rikas adam. Eloshli onu lebaylem l'shem choiva. But the locher is the baylem doesn't have a kiyum of the mitzvah. The muscle of the baylem was menadev to bring a korban oila. And the korban said b'shas, the Kohen said b'shas the shchita. I'm doing the Hashem a korban shlomim. So locher is the korban you have to bring. The zrika and the aktorah you do. But the bailam was not mekayim his mitzvah. He has to bring another korban oila. That's the locher. So what's going to be over here? Where the mitzvah is bringing his oshem, and when the Kohen shechted the korban oshem, he had in mind l'shem oila, not l'shem korban oshem. What's going to be the locher here? That the locher by the mitzvah is, when you bring your Asham Mitzvah, you also bring the Luk Shemin. These two things go together. The Korban Oshem and the Luk Shemin. So what do we do now? If you did a Shleil Shema, the Gemara Rabbi Yechanan says, Vonu l'machlokes, Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Shimon. This should be told in the machlokes between we had before, by the Par, or by the Dama Par, with the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer of Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Meir said before, that when you're in the middle of doing the Hazois, all the blood spills out, you have to bring a new power, a new dam, and you have to start over again from the beginning of that set, that avoida. Rabbi Lezer Shimon said, no, you can continue on. If you're in the middle of making the seven hazois downwards, and you did already five times, and then the blood spilled out, all you have to do is make another shchita to get more dam, and just continue on, do the last two. So Rabbi Yechanan says, this machlokes is what's totally now a shayla. So what? Reb Meir the Yom, according to Reb Meir Shita, it says Yovi Yachar. You have to bring another carbon par, get new dam. V'yaschel betchilom, and you have to start over again. In other words, what you did is called nothing. You have to start over again. Is Hachinami Yovi Yachar v'yishchet. According to Reb Meir, this first carbon oshem that you brought, since the kohen shechted l'shleil l'shmo, shinat mekayim yichayv. It's considered like you didn't bring a korban oshem, and you have a right to bring it over again. Bring another korban oshem. That's what's going to be according to Reb Meir. Ma'asein kein ula Reb Lezer v'Reb Shimon. According to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon Shita, showing you that they said before, mi mokem sheposak misham hu masku. Let's say you're in the middle of bringing the hazoyit with the dam apar. You ran into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you made it ready the hazor once lamala and five times lamata. And then all the blood spilled out. So you have to make a new shchita, a new korban, a new dam. And with this dam, you just continue on. But according to them, the first five that you did is considered something. It's melo hochinami. It's hocha, since you brought this korban oshem. Even though you did it shleil l'shemoi, but since it's kosher the korban, is ein letakona. What you did is considered like you did, and you can't fix it up anymore. You can't bring another korban. So Rashi says, what's the svara? So Rashi says, Bonu, Ledova zilotech machlokusan sheramei rablezim, yeshlonu luma chekashem shachokim azeh kachokim azeh. The same way they argue over there by the Dama Par would be the same machlokus here by the Korban Oshem when the Kohen shechted it, shelo lishmoi. The what? Le Rabmei, the yomer avoidis le nigmro, harehi kimishenoi. Rabmei says the svara, if you're in the middle of making the seven hazois, the Dam spills out, so you have to continue over again. Start over again. In other words, the little bit that you did, if you didn't finish it, it's considered nothing. And you have to start over again that whole set of the Zayin Hazois. Is Avdu, the same thing here also. Ho Yubla Nigmara, since when you brought your Korban Oshem, you didn't complete it. Shereli also L'Shem Chayva, since the Kohen Shech to the Shle L'Shmo, it's not Mekayim Yechayiv. Is Afa Pich and Oshem Emenel Abhainis, even though you put it already, you started to put from the Shemin on the Bahainis. Is arehi kimishenai. Whatever you put, even though you used up the shemen already, and you put it on the behindus, or else maybe even the dam of this, or else even the dam of the korban oshem, also you put it on the behindus. Is arehi kimishenai. It's as if you didn't do it. V'yav v'yashem acher. you're allowed to bring another carbon oshem. That's what will be according to Rameya. Since Rameya says something that's not finished, is like nothing, here also, since this carbon oshem was shleil shmo, it's considered like you didn't do a complete thing, so it's like nothing, you can do it over again. Mashen kez reb lezer reb shim of the Amri, that mimokim sheposak, mishamu maskil, Alma, what do we see according to them? Lo yom ha-kaman de-lesidomi. We don't say a half of something is like nothing, but rather it's considered something. His hochinam here also, chashivahi. This carbon oshem that you brought is called the mikta. It's called some part of a carbon oshem, because you're allowed to bring the zrika, you're allowed to do the akhtara. Now, v'yev shalagayim rabiyachar. Here, since this first carbon oshem is called something, you're not allowed to finish it off with another one. Why not? Because the Pasuk says here by a Mitzvah, Keves Echot, and we dash an Oshem, Keves Echot Oshem. He has to bring one lamb for a carbon Oshem. So we dash an Oshem Echot Amati Lechor, for Loishtei Hashemis, that a Mitzvah is not allowed to bring two Hashemis. So in this case, where the first one was brought, Shalom Lishmo, you're not allowed to bring another one. The Torah says only one and not two. With the first one you brought, you're not Mekayim Yechai, tough. So this Mitzvah has no way to Mekayim to do his mitzvah. Because to bring another one, he's not allowed to. And the one he brought now is not Mekayim Mitzvah. Then this Mitzvah can never become Torah. That's going to be according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Mashenken, according to Reb Meir, that he says a miksas of a kapor is considered like nothing. So this first curve is considered like it wasn't brought altogether. Therefore, you're allowed to bring another one. That's what Reb Yechonim wants to say. At this time, by the power, the Torah says, do only one time the hazor. So if you did already five hazors, you did them. Now you have to continue, just do another two. But here the Torah says one oshrim and not two. So since this first oshrim you brought, according to Reb Lezer, is called like something, a mixas means something according to him. So therefore, you're not allowed to do another one. For the Gemara, mask of Lo Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda has a kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. Like, how could you, Rabbi Yechonin, say that according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to bring another carbon oshrim here? The terrorist is clearly oisoy, which is mashm only one and not two. Like Rashi says, v'hikriv oisoy liyoshrim. Bring this carbon for the mitzvah for this carbon oshrim. And we dashin, oisoy shehunefim alub. This first carbon oshrim that you lifted up with the lug shemin, v'loyachar, you're not allowed to bring another carbon oshim. V'yafilu l'Rav Meir nami en l'takona. So it should be even according to Rav Meir also. He should ask in this pasuk of Oisoy to say that by carbon oshim, by the Mitzvah, you can only bring one carbon oshim and not two. So when the Kohen shechted it, he had the wrong carbon in mind. He was passing the carbon that the Bialim doesn't have the chayva, and the Mitzvah is stuck. He can never become Torah now. To bring another carbon is not allowed to. And this carbon is not Mekayim Mitzchayvam, so the Mitzvah will never become Torah. So that's what the Chizd is, that on you, Rabbi Yechonin, why do you say, according to Rav Meir, you could bring another one, because the Mixas Kapara is not called the complete Kaparam, but here the Pasuk says clearly, one and not two. So Gemara says Kasha, and Echnamin. Rabbi Yechonin is a little bit of a Kasha. In other words, the Kasha just means, I mean, he doesn't dash in the Pasuk so much. He just holds, Oisai means, if one is Kasha, you can't bring the second one. But here that the first one is not kosher lagamri, Rabbi Yechonin holds, according to Rav Meir, you are allowed to bring another one. The Gemara says, now Tanya Kavosa to Rabbi Yechonin. I'll bring your raya to Rabbi Yechonin, that there is a man Yoma that says, by an oshrim of a mitzvah, if the kohen shechted it, shleil lishmo, you're allowed to bring another one. What's the raya? The Musay oshrim mitzvah, sheshochto shleil lishmo. What's going to be by this korban? The korban oshrim that the mitzvah has to have. If the Kohen made the Shechita and he shechted Shleil Lishmoi, he had in mind not for a Korban Oshim, but rather for a Korban Oila, for a Korban Shlomin. Oi, Shleil Nosan Midomoi Lagabi Vahoinis. Or else if the Kohen did not put the blood of the Korban Oshim on the thumbs, on the ears of the Mitzvah. That's Talochon, that from the Dam of the Korban Oshim also, you have to put on the Vahoinis, on the thumbs or on the big toes of the Mitzvah. What if you didn't do it? Is Hareza Oilo Lagabi Mizbeach? You should know the carbon oshrim itself is a kosher carbon. You have to bring it on the Mizbeach. You have to make the rest of the Zrika Saddam, and you have to be makter the Emurim. The Toyin the Sochim. Who are then you bring the Sochim? You bring the Yain with it also. The Tzorich Oshrim Achel Achshiroi. But enechnami, you have to bring another korban oshim lachshivoi. This is a raya to Rabbi Yechanan, that since the first korban oshim was shechta shle lishmoi, so melo the mitzvah does not have a kapara, he is not oil l'shein chayva, so the mitzvah doesn't have a korban brought him, Allah is allowed to bring another one. The pasuk says, I say only one and not two, that has to mean only one kosher and not two kosherim. But here that the first one is not kosher, you're allowed to bring a second one. That's the often it's a clear raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Rashi lachsheiroi le mitzvah zel atayru lecha b'kodeshim. Like without a korban, the mitzvah can't eat kodeshim. So since the first korban was done shalal lishmoi, it's not called his yaitis chayiv. He can't eat kodeshim yet. So he has to bring another korban oshim to be matim to bring to eat the kodeshim. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. What does Rabbi Chizda do? Rabbi Chizda before he asked a kashan Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Chizda says no. Everybody holds that you can't bring two Hashemites. I hear the Brisa says clearly, you're allowed to bring a second Brisa. So Rav Chizda says like this, Rav Chizda Ramaloch, Rav Chizda will answer to you, my tzarech. What does the Brisa mean to say that this mitzvah has to bring another Korban Oshim? You know what it means? Tzarech? True, he has to, because the first one is not Yesh Tzchayv. He's not allowed to eat the Kodshim after the first Korban Oshim. Oh, but the din is, V'ein le'takonah. He can't do anything though. He's not allowed to bring another one. In Echnam, that's what the Brisa means. This mitzvah has no takana, he's finished. Since the first korban was brought shle l'shmoi, he doesn't have a b'shem chayva, he can't eat kachim. I bring another one. No, Rav Chizda said, the pasuk says, oisai, you can only bring one korban oshim and not two. So this mitzvah talk is finished. He can never eat kachim anymore. For the Gemara Kasha, the toni, tono, tzorech, v'emel takana, Is that the way Tanoim talk? That Tanoim say, you should know you have to, but what they mean to say you have to means, but you can't help yourself. You have to, but you can never do it, so you're stuck. Do we talk that way? I mean, the kasher is, the chur, when we say that Tzorach usually means, he has to, let him do it. Like, how come he answers, his answer here, when the Brisa says you have to, it means to say, true, you have to, but just you can't do it, you're finished. Do Tanoim talk like that? The Gemara says, yes, in. I'll bring you another raya, that's the way Tanoim talk. The name sometimes say tzarech, you have to, and Allah is that you can't. But Tanya, we're going to the Brisa like this. What's going to be in the case of nozir memorit? You have a nozir, that's bull. Even like the Allah of a nozir is for 30 days, you're not going to cut your hair. So normal mitzvah, normal nozir, after 30 days, then there's a mitzvah to cut off all his hair. What's going to be if you have a bull mitzvah, a bull nozir? That even during these 30 days that he was a nazir, nothing grew. So the maisi can't shave off his head. What's going to be the locha? V'atanya nazir memorit. Beishamayim says tzorach avos tar. You have to take the razor and go over his head. Beisilu says einoy tzorach avos tar. No, you do not have to go over his head. He doesn't have any hair. You don't have to use the razor over his head. So Rashi says tzorach avos tar. V'yoy melois yimei nizrei. When he finishes his 30 days of Naziris, the pasuk says, "Tar layavra roishay." You're not allowed to use a shave. You can't shave off your head. Ad malois until the end of the 30 days. Abu v'yay malois. For the day you finished your Naziris, the halacha is the galach betar. You have to shave off all your hair with a razor. V'zeh ein lois sayer o katani tarach. And here the person doesn't have any hair, and still the bride says you have to. The Yomer of Avina, Ravina said like this. When Beishamai said that a bald nazir, still you have to take the razor and put it over his head, you know what Beishamai meant to say? He meant to say, tzorich, he has to, abiviyem le'takana. What he meant to say is this nazir can never become tar from his nazirah, because a nazir has to have a haircut. And if you don't have any hair, hey, you can't have a haircut. So even though Beishamai says, losh and tzorich, you have to, Ravina explained what he meant to say is, you have to, but since you can't do it, you're finished. So you see, the Tanoim talk like this. Tzorach means you have to, even though it's a case that you can't. The Rashi says, Yom Ravina, yeah. The Rashi Ravina says, according to Beisham, what it means to say is, you have to, but you can't, and let the corner. So the Gemara, plegi the Repadot. But you know, Rabbi Avina argues on Repadot. Because Repadot says like this. The Yom Repadot, Repadot learns like this. That Beishamai v'Rabbi Elezer Armudav Rechad. They both say one thing. Beishamai Hodi Amorin. Beishamai is what we just learned. In other words, Rabbi Dos learned that according to Beishamai, yes, even though he's bald, you have to take the razor and put it over his head.
He writes as a pligi. Hodra bavina ad repedos. Dila repedos tzorich v'yeshtet akonakomer. According to repedos, the Shami meant to say even a bald nozer, the mitzvah is take a razor and put it over your head. See, even though you're bald, still you have to do it. She have renu amokam aseir. The Alpha God that says v'gilach, even though the Pesach says v'gilach,
if you can't do it, so you can't do it. Really, the gilach means take the razor and cut off the hair. But if you don't have any hair, so you can't do putting the razor and cutting, but I call upon him, the mitzvah is put the razor over your head. You have to let the razor go over your head. So that's what Reb Pedos learns. Not like Reb Avina. He learns that Beis Shammai meant to say, your mamish have to put the razor over your head, even though it's not cutting off any hair. Because Reb Pedos says that Beis Shammai and Reb Lezer are saying one halacha. So Beis Shammai is like this halacha. Now what's Reb Lezer's halacha? Reb Lezer the Tnan. We learned like this, the Tanya. Ein loy boyin yad. What's going to be by the Mitzvah if he doesn't have a thumb? Or boyin regular, he doesn't have a big toe. Is halacha ein loy tyro lomis. So such a mitzvah can never become Torah. Because the lach of a mitzvah is, you have to put on his thumbs from the dam of the Yoshim, and also the shemen, the luk shemen, you have to put the shemen on his thumbs. And if he doesn't have a thumb, you can't do this mitzvah, so the mitzvah can't become Torah. Rebbe Lezer says no. Noiser namakoymai. No, put it on that makam. He doesn't have a thumb. Whatever meat is over there, instead of the thumb, put the dam of the mitzvah of the Yoshim there. Put this lug, shemen, the shemen, put over there. So you see, according to Reb Lezer, even though he doesn't have the thumb, still you have to put the dam and the shemen on that mokum. And Reb Pedos says that Beis Shammai and Reb Lezer both say the same thing. So just like Reb Lezer means to say, even though you don't have a thumb, still you have to put the dam there, Beis Shammai also means the same thing. Even though you don't have any hair growing, still the mitzvah is by a bald nozer that you have to take the razor and let it go over your head. That's the mitzvah of the gilach of using a razor over your head. So Melech Pedos argues on Reb Avina. Reb Avina said, no, according to Beis Shammai, you have to, but you can't. And Reb Pedos says, no, you have to, and you could do it. Reb Shimon says, Im nosa nal shel smil yotza. He has another razor. If the guy doesn't have a right thumb, let him put it on his left. On the left side also you yitzah. If you don't have a right, you could use the left. So Rashi says, there's a ton of rabbonin. Learn to the price like this. Ton of rabbonin. V'lokach midam oshim. You take the blood from the dam oshim. Is yochol b'kli. I would think you have to be mekabel the dam by a korban mitzvah when he brings his oshim. The regular kabbalah is like any other kabbalah bekli. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says v'nosan. No, you have to put it. Man nesina biatzmoi shakoyin. Just like a v'nosan. V'nosan means you have to put from the dam, like the kohen puts his finger into the dam, and from his finger he pours the dam onto the mizbeach. Is af lekicha biatzmoi shakoyin. Who are then here also? When you have to make lekicha, be mikabel the dam of the korban oshem by a mitzvah, you have to use your hands, not a kli like normally. When you mikabel the dam of a korban, you use a kli, a mizruk. Here, by the dam of the mitzvah, the Torah says no, a lashon of v'lokach v'nosan, just like v'nosan means with your hands, who are then the v'lokach? The taking of the dam also has to be with your hands. Yochol aflam mizbeach kain. I would think who adin, the dam you want to receive of the korban oshim to put on the mizbeach to make the zrika with. Also, even that dam, the kohen has to receive in his hands and not in a kli. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no. Ki kechates oshim hu. This korban oshim that a mitzvah brings has the same halach like a korban chates. So we say ma chates, just like a regular korban chates, tuna kli. We have to make the shchita. How do you receive the blood? You have to use a kli. The kohen has to hold the mizrak in his hands, and he puts it under the neck of the animal, and he receives the dam. That's by regular korban chatis. You have to use a kli. Is af osham toin kli? Who adin the korban osham that you shech for the mitzvah? Also, you have to have a kli. So it comes out we have two psukim here.
One pasuk is saying, really, with the blood of this korban asherim, you have to do two things with it. One thing is, this blood, you make a zrika on the mizbeach, like any other korban. And secondly, the chiddush of an asherim mitzayris, this dam you have to put on his oizen, on his ears, on his thumbs, on his big toe. You have to put. So it comes out to two different halachas here. That the blood you're going to use to put on the mizbeach, that blood has to have a regular kabbalah, the kli. But the blood that you're going to use to put on the thumb and on the big toe and on the ears, that you don't receive in a kli, but you have to receive in your hands. So it comes out, nimtza satomer, what comes out from this pasuk is like this, that asher mitzayra, when you shech this korban asher, that a mitzayra has to bring, shnei kahanim mekablam esdomai, you have to have two different kahanim standing there to receive to mekabal the dam. Echad diyad, one kohen receives some dam in his hand, and that blood is going to use to put on the ears, on the thumbs of the mitzayra, v'yechad b'kli, and the second kohen has to stand there with a kli to mekabal the dam with a kli. So you have to have two different kahanim. Zesha kibbul b'kli, this kohen that receives the dam b'kli, bolo yetzim esbeich, he takes the dam of this asher mitzayra, he takes this dam that he receives in the kli, and goes there near the mizbeach, and makes the zrika to the mizbeach from the kli. Not from the kli, I mean, he puts his hands in it, but he uses the kli. V'zeh shekibol biyad, and the second kohen that received the dam of the asher mitzayra with his hands, bo lo yetzim mitzayra, he goes near the mitzayra, and he does the avoid of putting the dam on the ears and on the behindness, on the thumbs of the mitzayra. So the kitzah by the asher mitzayra, you have to have two kahanim receiving the dam. Rashi says, v'lokach, the asher mitzayra k'siv, v'lokach ha-koyim midam asher. It says the kohen takes, v'chol l'kich ha-murah b'dam, take of l'shchit l'oshen kabolu. When the other Torah says l'oshen of v'lokach, right after shchita, it always means to receive the dam. And the pasuk says, v'lokach v'nosam, that you take and you give. So idashin, just like giving always means with your hands, huadin v'lokach also means with your hands. And then we say, yochel af l'mizbeach, dekaimelo an osher mitzayra toyim matan dom l'gabi mizbeach kishara shomis. An osher mitzayra was like a regular korban osher, that you have to make the zrika from the dam on the mizbeach. V'zeh dover shoye v'chlal. This is a regular inyan. V'yotz lidim v'dover chodesh v'chziv l'cha akos l'chal perish. Even though this osher mitzayra has a new halacha, you have to put it on the behinis, on the ears, but it also has the regular loch of a korban asher, you have to make the zrika on the mizbeach. So we learn out from chatis, ma chatis tunikli, le kabol az domo, te chol ha kabon az nafkulon bekesho, te zoi sater ul oilu le mincho, le chatis loshim uv oilu v'shlomim ksiv, v'ayosim b'yagonis. The other pasuk says clearly, you have to put the dam inside a kli, you have to have a kabbalah from a kli, v'yoshim nami, meheche de gomer chatis gomer iyu, el oshim mitzorim mishum v'yosim de medav v'chodesh, v'boyen yad, v'yoyzim yamonis, hutzvach lezivu leklal. Now, even though from that pasuk we know an osher mitzayra, we know ashamas also, but I call upon him, since an osher mitzayra went out to teach us a new chiddush, I need this new hekesh to tell us that osher mitzayra has the regular loch also. So when it comes out that this korban osher of a mitzayra has a chiddush, that you need two kahanim there, b'shas kavolas adam. One kohen receives it in a kli, and that dam he makes his zrika on the mizbeach, and the second kohen receives the dam in his hands, and that dam he has to put on the chiddush, the thumb, the big toe, and the ear of the mitzvah. But it's non-hosim. We learned over there, the sefta, the kulon metamim begodim v'nisrofen abeis hadeshin. Divrei Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. That's Reb Lezer Reb Shimon's halacha. What's it going on kulam? So Rashi says, Kol ha-porim v'asirim, ha-shnim v'shnosenu, ka-benishpach adam li'acha ka-porizu, ve'vi parshen l'proiches. We had a whole machlokes before, let's say on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol made the shchita and the kabbalos of the dam of the par. Then Levi brings it in the lefnayim lefnim, and he starts to make tazois. He has to do one upwards and seven downwards. Let's say in the middle, when he's doing the seven downwards, all the dam spills out. So the halacha is, you have to shecht another par and get the dam, and we had a machlokes. According to Reb Meir, you have to start over again. According to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, you continue on. Now, it could be that you're going to have to use three or four pars. Let's say then you took a second par, and in the middle of the avoida in the heichel, again all the dam spilled out. So the halacha is, you have to shecht another par and get new dam. So I'm only going to have to use three or four pars to continue doing the avoida. Now, what's the loch of each one of these paras? The loch in the mouth is called a para chatis apnim. And the loch of a chatis apnim is that all the meat and the amurim is burnt. You don't put it on the mizbeach, because nothing is burnt on the mizbeach. But the loch is you have to burn it kusla machna abeis asreifam. That's a special loch by the chatis apnim. So what's going to be the loch by all these three paras? Like you didn't use either one of them, you didn't use completely. You used all three of them together. So what's the loch? So the Tosefta says like this, Tanan Hosim, V'chulam, all these three or four paras that you have to use is Temeyim Begodim. So you all have the same halacha. That's a Kahanim that are sick in it, that burn it, the Kahanim that work with it, Amatam the Begodim. V'nisrofim HaBeis HaDeshin. And they all have the halacha, like a Chatas HaPnim, that you have to burn it outside on the Beis HaDeshin. Divri Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. That's what they hold. The Cholim Moimim know. Ein metamin begodim v'yein nisrofim abeis adeshin elo achron. Only the last par. Okay, the first two or three that you used, since from that dam you didn't finish off the whole kapara, so those don't have a loch of parim and nisrofim. You don't have to burn them on the beis adeshin, and they're not metamin begodim, the kohen that's working with it. Only the last par. Why? Hoyel v'goma boy kapara. Since with the last par, that's where you finished off the kapara, that one is the chosh of a par. That par has a loch of a par on its rofim. You have to burn it outside the base of deshin, and whoever works with it is matam with begodim. So the machlekes Reb Lezer Shimon and the Chachamim is boy minei rovo mirav Nachman. So Rav has to shalach from Rav Nachman. Kamo sirim mishaleich. What's going to be the locha by the soil azozil? How many sirim do you send away? In other words, the same halacha by the par we have by the soyer. We know that metchila you have two series in, you make the geru, one is the chatas lashem, and one is lazozil. Now let's say here, after you made the chatas lashem, you made the shchiti, you had the dam, and you started to make the azoyes on the zbech, on the preches. And then all the dam spilled out. So halacha is, you have to shecht another soyer. How do you shecht another soyer? The halacha is, you have to again bring two shnei sirim, it's shnei sirizim, and again, you have to have one that's a chatas lashem and another one that's lazozil. Then let's say the second one, also all the blood spilled out. So you have to bring a third set of shnei sirizim. So it comes out, after you finish the third soyer, you have now three sirim left over that are the soyer lazozil. So what do you do with those three? Like, how many of them do you have to send away? Omalei, so he answered back, v'chi edroi mishaleach, had you have to send away a few. Pshiti, you only have to send away one, whichever one you want. But only one of them do you have to send away. Omar Lois, he answered back, v'chi edroi sarif, have the same kind.